This is St. Louis Public Radio. When people think of Latin dance in the U.S., they might picture heavily Latino cities such as Miami, L.A., and New York, but people in St. Louis are also dancing to the beat, and this weekend they'll welcome visitors from around the country to the 10th St. Louis International Salsa Bachata Congress. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, the city has a vibrant and growing Latin dance scene.
It's a Saturday night, and the Convergence Dance and Body Center on Manchester Road is bumping to the sounds of the Spanish-speaking Caribbean. More than 100 people are on the dance floor, showing off their best salsa moves. Then, the crowd falls silent. Dancers move to the sides of the room to make way for Juliana Paiva and Hugo Trejo. They take to the floor to the sensual and rhythmic sounds of bachata, a dance from the Dominican Republic that's a big part of the Latin dance repertoire. Paiva says the fluid dance requires partners to flow with the beat.
It's one of my happiest moments, honestly. It kind of feels like my emotions can just flow with the song.
Paiva and Trejo are from Kansas City. They're in St. Louis to perform for dancers at the Salsa and Bachata Congress, where dancers from across the nation are in town to attend workshops and refine their steps.
The very first one that I attended was in Chicago.
That's Carmen Gwynn, the founder of the St. Louis Congress.
I was in my mid-20s at that time, and I'm like, I want to do something like this in St. Louis, and I think it's needed. And I didn't do it till almost like 10 years later.
Since then, she's seen dancers from Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and even Italy at the Congress. This year, she expects about 300 people. Her love for salsa and bachata led her to form her own dance company and to teach. She tells beginners to count the steps and focus on their timing. Justin Kuromaz and Bailey Walker are two of Gwynn's students. Walker says she enjoys how social salsa and bachata are.
I started with swing. And then really loved Latin music, so I got into it first. And then he and I have been taking lessons for 2-3 months.
Gwynn's seen Latin dance in St. Louis come a long way since the 1990s. Back then, hardly anyone was dancing salsa. But she says key players in the city's Latin music scene started to come together. One of them was Cesar Cardona, Gwynn's longtime and occasional dance partner, and the current owner of Club Viva, a dance club in the Central West End which focuses on international music. Cardona says building a salsa movement came with some growing pains.
So I had an idea. I said, listen, maybe I know people in L.A., maybe we're going to start bringing some people from Los Angeles to teach us. Yeah, I know this guy, we can call him, maybe he can bring him for a weekend, do some workshops, because I know how to dance, but I cannot teach.
Cardona is from Colombia, and he wants the dancers who come to his club to leave with an appreciation for where the music came from. The term salsa is used to describe a variety of Latin rhythms that emerge from Afro-Cuban music. In the U.S., dancers have been moving to the beat since the 1940s and 50s, when Cuban and Puerto Rican musicians helped fuel the mambo craze in New York. In the 1970s, the famed Fania music label remade the music with its fusion of Latin American rhythms and the urban vibe of New York City streets. Musicians from other countries, including Colombia, Panama, and the Dominican Republic, also helped keep the music alive and fresh. Cardona says salsa music is everywhere in Latin America.
Many countries trying to claim salsa came from here, from there. But salsa is a mix of many rhythms. And the origin of salsa comes from when they brought the slaves from Africa, they brought their percussion, all the Caribbean in it. But the Spaniards brought all the chord music, the guitar, all the instruments, violin, piano.
Gwynn talks a lot about that history. But this weekend, she hopes people at the Congress also get a sense of how the city has embraced the music and those who grew up listening to it.
The Latin culture is live and well in St. Louis, not only through dance, but through food, through art. It's here and live and well.
Gwynn wants people who attend the Congress to keep growing as dancers and try new dances they've never done before. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.